Welcome to Math Solutions Conversation with Rusty Bresser and Kathy Melanese, two of the authors of Supporting English Language Learners in Math Class, a two-book series for teachers of kindergarten through grade 2 and of grades 3 through 5. In this second segment of a two-part interview, Rusty and Kathy continue their discussion about the importance of developing English learners' math vocabulary and use of language so that students can demonstrate their understanding of mathematical concepts.
Another strategy that we use in the book is the idea of choral responses and echo talk, because another way to get kids to practice using English is providing a safe context. So when the teacher can model vocabulary words and have the students then echo them back to the teacher in unison, so no child is, you know, put on the spot, they get a chance to practice using those English words or the vocabulary words they'll need to talk about the math lesson. Then they can apply those words within the sentence frame, again using that strategy of echo talk, so that students are never expected to produce the language on their own just by reading a word card or reading a sentence frame. The support is always provided for the students first.
Each vignette starts out with what we call a mini lesson. Kathy or Christine, when they're teaching, they pre-teach vocabulary and the sentence frames, and the kids practiced thinking about shapes in the classroom and talking about the features of the shapes, like the sides and the corners and things that they were familiar with. So by the time they finished the mini lesson, they had learned some vocabulary, they had learned some sentence structures, so that they were, and they'd practiced them so that then when they were ready to do the real math lesson, they had some skills to be able to talk about the concepts. The emphasis on the usage of correct grammar and syntax and just the focus on developing more sophisticated academic vocabulary helped native English speakers communicate more effectively. As a native English speaker myself, and thinking about teaching math in the past, I wasn't really aware of those challenges. I wasn't really aware of the parts of the English language that may be difficult for English learners, especially the academic language. Teachers are already doing a lot of things to support English language learners. Support such as making vocabulary charts or making the content visible, slowing speech down so that English learners have more of a chance to listen and make sense of words, providing concrete materials for English learners to use so that the content is more accessible. So things like that are strategies that we model in the book.
We want to give students opportunities to talk about what they're thinking about in math. We can provide visuals and pictures and models, but then when we want them to talk about that, which is a really important part of understanding mathematics, we need to provide them not only the vocabulary, but the language structures, things such as sentence frames. So if they're going to be describing some geometric shapes, we might need to give them a sentence frame, something simple like the blank has blank. So they could then say the square has four sides, the triangle has three sides. So it's not just giving them the vocabulary in isolation, but providing the sentence structure so they can then use that vocabulary to demonstrate their understanding of the mathematical concepts.
There's a chapter in the book called Modifying Math Lessons to Support English Language Learners. So this is a chapter that we wrote, how to modify a lesson. The first thing we did was identify what's the math goal. Then we had to imagine what language kids would use while they're participating in the lesson. So we identified a language goal that would support the math goal. And then we would identify key vocabulary words that might need to be explicitly taught. Then we had to think about the procedure, what would come first, second, third. We designed a lesson plan. And then we also provide a chart of language structures that are used in mathematics for beginning English speakers, intermediate, and advanced speakers. One place that teachers might go to initially are the frequently asked questions chapter in the beginning, just to get a feel of, you know, where they're at. I think Kathy did a really nice job of responding to some key questions that can help take a reader through the book in different ways and sort of pinpoint some really key issues around English language acquisition and learning math.
as a bilingual teacher, all of my students had been English learners. So I was able to provide primary language instruction, and then part of my day was also dedicated to developing their English language skills, but not necessarily in the content areas. So when we went into these classrooms that were taught in English, even though there were many English language learners in those classrooms, it really validated how important it is to make sure we're teaching the language needed for the content, so students can really participate and learn about math, and not just during a dedicated time of the day to learn about English, but that needs to be woven throughout the day.
When we ask English learners to talk in math class, it gives them a chance to develop their English language skills. So if they're not talking, they're not developing those skills. And the goal of the book really is twofold. One is to help kids develop their mathematical understanding through talk, and at the same time, to develop their English language skills.